You became a classical pianist, and you got admitted to Howard University at the age of 15, very early, on a full music scholarship. And after Howard University, you became a high school music teacher. Now, Roberta, I want to tell you that my music teacher in school inspired me to listen to the Top 40, to study the Billboard charts, because she hung them up every week. And now I'm a DJ because of her.
Wow.
I wanted you to speak about the importance of music teachers.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, to pass information along. In the case of music, is probably one of the greatest thrills that you can have, because you're teaching something that you love so much yourself. I don't know. I can't tell you how I feel and trying to answer this question. It's a very, very important thing that people like yourself and like your teacher who inspired you are around, because otherwise there would be no moments of great joy and peace and beauty and memories. It's a wonderful thing. There's no way to substitute the experience that happens for the receiver of a music idea, a music lesson, a music thought, the student, and the teacher who has the opportunity to deliver it. You know, it's just incredible. And it is the primary reason that I'm still out here, you know, because I have this ability and I have this desire to just impart whatever it is I know and whatever it is I've experienced. The testimony to that is that it's taken me all this time to try to answer your question, and I don't even know if I have, but there's so much experience at the answer that I would give you to that question. You know, when I made the transition from the classroom to the stage, I held on to that ability to communicate with people who didn't know who I was, and in a lot of instances, didn't care.